Okay. Hi, everyone.
You didn't drink it after you opened it.
Yeah.
Did you just open it drinking?
Yeah, he did.
Wait, what are you drinking?
Ranch.
Today, I'm drinking a delicious ranch water brought to you by the delicious cascading waters of where that one female soldier was found.
Lone River.
Oh.
I'm guessing it's Lone
Fort
River.
Fort Hood?
Mm-hmm.
Was there only one? Wasn't there a bunch of females?
So
well,
many
that's how we're starting this off of, and yikes. Ranch water associating with it. That's a great way to get a sponsor. Hi.
Oh, no.
Do you want to taste?
I told you I was going hard.
Tequila,
in the paint.
Booze, and dead women in a single drink. This
do you know what it's like to drink the soul and literal miniature molecules of a passed away soldier who has passed away in most heinous of ways? Drink ranch water.
Wow.
And you will gain their spirit.
Man, we had a solid 21 episode run, and I'm happy.
I mean, if we didn't cancel last time.
This is the one. Today is the one.
Unsubscribe!
I can make everybody forget about the last 30 seconds with the power of a dragon's penis.
Would a dragon's penis have a dragon's face on its penis?
I carved it into the base.
Brian doesn't know. Rich came over to my house. Hi, Angry Cubs is here. He found
a petrified dragon's penis. And now I'm a wizard. I'm very good at wizardry with all the penile implants.
Is that a dragon's tooth behind you, Batty?
Yeah.
That is the shittiest dragon's tooth I've ever seen. It's like a child in kindergarten. They were like, make it a molar.
However, this penis is very real.
Brian doesn't know what's happening. Rich is holding a fake dragon head sconce thing, like with a light on it.
It's a wiener.
It looks slightly phallic shaped.
It could be, yeah.
I'm loading it with magic.
Okay, this being said, let's start. Okay, first off, okay, we got Angry Cops.
We got Rich.
Rich.
The yes. Angry Cop.
Rich. The Angry Cop sweet, and Angry Rich. Drill
Everyone's
Sergeant.
Not to be confused with Mike the Cop, because we look identical.
Yeah. No, you don't look, you're just both bald.
That's
and
it.
And white and cops. Identical.
One of you gets
what I said.
One of you gets like, way better engagement than the other.
Mike does.
Oh, no.
And then we have, what's your name again?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, nice to meet you. That was so sweet. I like it. Jeremy, you do
weird handshakes.
That was really fingertip.
Well, Jeremy's a dainty shaker.
Jeremy, you're huge in the OF thing.
Yeah, I do a lot of OnlyFans.
Oh, we can say that here.
We can say it.
Yeah, you can say OnlyFans on a podcast.
Yeah, but
not like TikTok or
YouTube
Instagram
doesn't like
or
it.
YouTube or oh. Yep.
You can't say that?
Oh, true.
Maybe we're just
we're gonna bleep
maybe
that
just
out.
Block this out.
You
yeah,
just can't
that one thing that I said.
YouTube, I still would still. Yeah, you get
OnlyFans.
Just for linking to your OnlyFans.
Linking, saying anything, they do not
like
that.
Like to link to it from like an Instagram or TikTok, you have to have a link tree with then a link in it, and even then it's
still kind of.
How
sketchy.
Do all these female Twitch gamers make money then?
Well,
the Twitch.
Twitch,
bro.
I mean, there's dudes will pay all kinds of money just to hear you say their name.
Wait, hold. We're gonna okay. Caleb Francis.
It's
he
Caleb.
Does TikTok.
It's
we got Batty Streams. He streams video games. He is known as Batty Streams. We call him Batty Streams because why, Batty? Because
I'm verified on Twitter now.
Just shut
Boom!
The fuck up. What's
nice.
Your IG?
Mine.
Yeah, yours.
What's your Instagram handle?
30,
no, what's your Instagram handle?
It's Batty Streams.
Oh, flex.
Batty. He didn't get Batty on
Instagram. Because I didn't get Batty on Instagram. You know how many bitches out there have fat asses or took Batty before I could?
True.
There's Batty with an underscore.
What's
Batty
Instagram?
With three underscores?
Batty Streams.
Well, it's still Batty.
But it's Batty Streams, Batty and they Streams. Won't just call me Batty. They always
now
call me
everyone
Batty Streams.
Yeah, now everyone calls me Batty
Streams. It doesn't bother
me. It doesn't hurt at all, actually.
Just set that in. With the power of a dragon spoon.
It's going to be here just prop. We have carrot top.
I can make
the
sure that all the thoughts and all of Instagrizzles no longer use the term Batty. Or that whenever people think of Batty Streams, they think of your ejaculate.
I like both of
those. That's a good
Batty
option.
Batty
Streams. Okay. This is
Batty Streams all over, making the walls sticky.
Okay, we got ranch water. Dead soldiers.
Yep.
And then we got
me.
Twitch streaming. Girls make money because have you ever watched?
Oh, man,
you've never seen.
Hell of a
yes, ASMR. Movie. You haven't seen ASMR. You haven't seen. Have
I
you
have seen ASMR.
Hot tub streams.
God. Oh, trash.
A lot of them got
I've
banned.
Seen one
recently.
Hot tub stream.
The ear whispering stuff.
Is
ear
she
whispering?
Still banned, Amaranth?
Because the
no,
ear whispering.
She got
so
banned.
The yoga. Yeah. Ear whispering, right, Batty?
You know that there's naked yoga on YouTube?
$100.
Oh, yeah.
What
crazy.
The fuck?
Straight up spreading ass cheeks, yeah. booty hole touching naked yoga on YouTube.
There's anybody can watch. Yeah, there's the spread eagle. Birthing videos. There's like doctor dissection like videos. You can see a booby about any way you want on YouTube.
Your go-tos are birthing videos.
If you,
he said naked yoga. I mean, which is sexual.
Well, when they're like, when they're,
yeah, if you want that good,
if
vagina,
you want the big boobies that are yes. full of milk,
those milkers, yeah. those mommy milkers,
mommy milkers. If you're,
that's the freshest mommy milkers you're ever gonna see.
So yeah, so if you're a little kid and you're trying to find boobies one way or another, you can go to Google and type in birthing videos.
Why is there a
I'm really that? Sure the FAA is going to not like what you just said. Hello, young children. Do you want to know where the boobies are?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I'm in an M&M video.
They love me now. They're like, hell yeah.
The little kids? Yeah, you shouldn't. That's not a good thing.
Mommy birthing videos on YouTube.
I'm just going to crap the video so that the tops show me their tits and the bottoms are the yoga.
I don't see the baby come out and get shit on. I just want to see the big boobies.
I'm still a police officer, so I...
You're under arrest.
I cannot be associated with
it. Puts me under arrest. You're under arrest.
Rich, I said condition! Just walks all the way
out. Completely leaves.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess he really did leave.
Yeah. Oh, wow. He without actually broke his TOS.
Oh, whoops.
Okay,
did I really say sense. Something?
And without the power of a dragon's penis, I was unemployed.
I mean, if you get fired, I'll send you the dragon's penis. I have no issues just sending you the dragon's penis if you...
And I'll send you some videos.
That's
of
cool. It'll be up my ass when I hang
videos.
Myself.
I'll send you the links to some really good birthing videos.
I just you getting that? And Caleb, the text, remember this winky face?
Check
Caleb,
this
yeah,
one
it
out.
Got me fired. My DM is just filled with like YouTube likes to birthing videos.
Birthing
finger crops. You see this? Yeah. Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Have you seen
right,
yeah,
so
I've
for
seen
our
it.
Question for this podcast in the YouTube comments. Did you know that there are naked yoga videos and birthing videos on YouTube? There you go. Why don't you do a little research real quick? Get back
yeah,
to
that's
the
pretty cool.
Let us know.
I don't know what camera to look into, but cool. if you are not over the age of 18, do not look at those videos. We
or
suggest
do.
Highly
that
you have
parents.
Yes. Yeah. What? Ignore your parents. You say ignore your parents? Dude, we are so liable. We are so liable
have
on
your
here.
Your parents
like,
type it in.
This is a satire.
Good one.
This is satire. Fuck.
This is science.
No, it's satire. It's satire. This is not a legitimate conversation.
This is puberty. This is how
puberty.
This is how puberty happens.
No, it's science and how children are born.
All of Utah is going to sue us.
True. Yeah, it's just scientific.
What better way?
If you're gonna sue our.
To learn about the birds and them bees.
Than to watch some random woman splurt out a child and poop and shit in the tub.
With your parents.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, watch them with your parents.
Yes,
is that what you said?
That.
Yeah.
Oh.
Parents.
Yeah.
No, you said bring your parents in like a weird way. Not like, hey, let's make sure that adults are present. You're like, hey, bring your
hey,
parents.
Hey, Dad, I'm stuck.
Bring your parents.
Oh,
you.
This no. birthing video's on.
Oh no, oh, stepdad, no. why are we watching another birthing video?
Oh, hey, no. son.
I got over the first five. I don't want to watch anymore.
You well, can't keep videotaping me with like, me when I poop in the tub with gallon jugs of milk taped to me saying mommy milkers as I open up the caps.
Please stop.
Dad, please.
I love that now the viewer is hooked no matter yeah. what.
Everybody's just like, next. Mommy milkers, mommy yeah. milkers, mommy
like, we're,
yes,
we're staying
yes,
here.
Yes, they're all Googling all of this stuff. Yes, yes. Naked
More.
Yoga, yes. Birthing
videos,
yes. I
thought this was
going to
be about gaming, and all of a sudden, like, one man is afraid of being arrested, even though he's a cop, and everybody else is super cool telling young children to go look up almost porn.
Duh, easy.
I mean, we just had, like, really grainy videos on, like, Channel 2 at 3 in the morning. You're straight up saying, you want to see some fat tits, kid? I hope you like to see them fat preggo titties. This is a miracle of birth, but of course it could beat off to it. You won't grow up to be a psycho. This is how we're creating a generation of serial killers. Hey,
I saw this really sweet stream when I was 7 years old, and now I like to go to truck stops and kill hookers and scream Mamie Mommy Milkers.
They were already going to be serial killers.
No, we helped.
We're just helping them get identified.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah. They led to the edge, and then we pushed them over.
We're helping them find that
path. We shouldn't be held liable.
Oh, fuck. Welcome to...
By we, I mean you. You all did this. I am protesting.
Oh, we've never had this type of episode.
Yeah, until you got here.
No, we absolutely have.
Perhaps it was the power of the dragon penis.
Could be.
Can you pick up the dragon penis one more time?
Just one more.
This phallic member has told us that we need to talk about big mommy milkers.
So the first thing you thought, okay.
It's very easy to turn on a dragon's penis. First, you have to touch the crystal just right and spit on it.
Spit on it.
My God, it's worked.
Okay, Batty, could you hand me...
No.
No, the blue, don't say what it is. The blue creature.
Do it anyway.
Right there. Rich, explain this.
Huh?
What is this?
The head of a dragon's penis.
Explain it. What is that? It's a creature from...
Oh, I actually know what this is.
Yeah. We talked about this.
This is one of the few creatures from D&D that I actually know. It's like an all-seer or a seeker or a viewer, a gazer. It's something like that.
Gazer.
An all-seer and a gazer, both things. It's a beholder.
Beholder.
Gazer is a smaller version of that.
Yes.
Yeah, he actually, when we first showed up and he was making fun of my entire room, he told me he knew what that was.
That's amazing coming from like the dragon's penis to that. He's like, oh, this is a beholder.
This is a beholder, and this whole room reeks of virginity. But with one magic wand. Oh, my powers aren't strong enough. Perhaps the dragon penis seems to be stroked.
Gonna warm it up. If we all spit on it, maybe.
Yes, with our spit combined. Yeah.
Really good. Everybody's going.
It's glowing, Batty.
Yes, it's glowing green. Batty, we need your
spit.
We need your spit too.
You're the only one, Batty. We need you. A uniform spit on the shaft of the dragon's penis. Go, Batty, go. And with its glorious goo. We're now shielded in a protective force of virginidium.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Impenetrable by sluts, thots, and OnlyFans.
You can't say that word.
Oh no, no, okay.
We're past them.
And Schmonly Schmans.
Schmonly Schmans, okay.
OnlyFans.
Yeah, OnlyFans. That's
and
what they
only
said.
Friends.
Yeah,
friends.
Friends. Friends.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yep. This is where we went to.
Yeah, this is, I mean.
Do you guys remember when we talked about video games?
No.
I don't. I've never watched this. I'm fully employed. Not for long.
No, after this
you're
one,
you're
good.
No.
Nice. No, Eli, you're employed. You have a job.
I have multiple. I love you.
Love you.
Man, it's been good. It's so long.
Yeah, it's so great to be back.
Dude, it's nice to have somebody here like you.
Uh-huh. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad that everybody's here. It's just
dude,
so good.
Just him, though?
Yep.
Just him?
Yeah,
if
he's
we got
too.
Rid of him, would anyone notice?
What? Yeah, probably.
You might, but...
I might would notice.
I mean, that side of the table
yeah,
will.
For sure.
Rich,
huh?
Okay. Video games. I don't even know where you start. Why are you letting go?
Hey, wait, give me that.
I just said
we
here.
Have his background. You don't watch anime. You watch a little. You watched Toonami back in the day.
I watched Toonami back in the day.
Yeah.
I started off with Toonami.
Everybody
back in the
started.
Day, yes.
I mean, yeah. That was
yeah.
The game
are you asking
drug.
Me? Is this? This is a nerd cast, nerd podcast.
It should be.
Dicks and games, so yeah. We can bounce.
I stroked off a dragon penis.
Exactly.
It's a nerd
now
podcast.
We transition to the video game.
Okay, yeah. Video games. I've played some. Yes.
What? Okay.
No. I gotta know what. So anime.
First anime ever.
That huh? You jerked off to.
Oh okay. First that I jerked off to.
Doing, okay.
We grew up with Toonami, so it was one of two. Oh, that rotated on its own when you pulled that string.
I thought it was the power of the virginitol.
Balma or Faye Valentine?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Cowboy Bebop girl or Dragon Ball girl with blue hair?
Oh, Dragon Ball Z. You know what? I was too innocent to jerk off to Dragon Ball Z when I was younger.
I wasn't.
Were you ever?
No.
You chose Chi-Chi, didn't you? fucking weirdo.
Chi Chi. Why do I know that name?
Oh, I know Chi Chi.
Chi Chi was like the mom. No, she didn't. She was just sad.
She was angry a lot. Yeah.
She's
kind of a buzzkill.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Always sad and worried. You're like, I can't be attracted to you if you're worried about the guy that kills everything.
Yeah.
Daddy.
So anyway, Cowboy Bebop, that girl.
Faye Valentine.
And then Inuyasha. There was like a hot sauna scene where like the tops of the titties and a lot of cleavage was out. And I was just like, oh, and Inuyasha was like looking through the woods and be like, oh my God. Yeah, sure.
I like it's one specific moment, which I mean, you probably recorded that moment.
I mean, it's in my brain. Like, yeah, I saw that. And I was like, there's almost a titty. Oh, and I
almost
was like,
titty is just as good as full titty sometimes.
Oh, yeah. As a little boy, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I have a lady friend, and I tell her this all the time because she likes to flash me and like shake her tits around, which is normal and great. And that's maybe not normal for us. And so I live a wonderful life.
This sucks.
So she does this, and I had to like scold her the other day. I'm like, listen, honey,
show me your
titties. If you just shake it and go, hey, I go, you take away like what makes them great, and that's that I can't see them all the time. So be like a little bit more shy with them. And I'm going to want to see him a lot more. And I'm going to be very excited when I do see him.
Hear that, lady friends? Flash your guy friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Micro bikinis. We love them.
Micro bikinis. Or get out of the shower with your hands. Hands over the boob. Hand block. If my girlfriend walked out of the shower and it was just like, just dropped her towel and just like, no towel. Just walked out of the shower naked.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, nice. But if she walked out with like a towel on her waist and her hands over her titties, they'd be like, ooh, God, I'm going to
with the power of my dragons.
She's covering the bits.
I'm going to spread the bed.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that. Dude, that's why I like micro bikinis. It's those bits just covered.
Just the little pieces.
It's the imagination. Yeah, it's our imagination. They get us there. They get us to the edge, much like your weird rapey scenarios earlier that we talked about. And then our imagination pushes us over the edge, but in a very legal way, as opposed to your, you know, weird metamelia.
I'm glad you compare childbirthing to rapey situations.
No. You talking about childbirthing is a rapey situation.
Oh, no.
I mean, Caleb's the one.
No. You're in it. I tried to walk away. You brought me back into it.
Caleb's feature.
He's looking up at like, all. Who's this? It's funny that you guys asked this question, though, because I was thinking about this recently. Which I think
this combo
what about the first anime. You know, I remember a scene in Tenchi Muyo. It really did it for me because it was just him and all the girls that wanted to have sex with him the whole time. And I was like, man, this show's like pretty cool. But then there's this, I don't remember their names, but there's like the space pirate one that was always so like horny and hot. But then there was the really.
Yeah, that's Cowboy Bebop. That's definitely Cowboy Bebop.
No. This is Tenchi Muyo, dude.
Same thing.
It was one dude who lived with like five hot girls.
Tenchi Muyo?
There was one that was really short and redheaded. And she always had a crush on him, but she never would like approach him because she was like so little or whatever. But she was the scientist, and she done something to make herself like become big in one episode. She's like, I've been working on this just for you, Tenchi. And she like took this potion or whatever, and she grew into like a full grown woman with like giant tits and stuff. And I remember being like, what? Because she was always she was always so innocent.
Is this one of the girls?
That's the space pirate girl. That cat turned into a spaceship. It would jump.
And he sold right off.
It would jump off her shoulder and just like explode into her spaceship, and then she'd jump into it and take off. It's so fucking cool.
So this animal would expand, and she would climb inside of it.
Yeah, and then it would meow as she was driving through space and shit.
No shit,
crazy.
It would.
Yeah.
Grab that lever to warp speed.
Cranking this. You like pit the walls to go.
Yeah, go.
go faster. Spitting on everything. Is there one?
What's this random bump? I don't know, but if you hit it, this thing goes really fast.
Shit out of it, and it'll go.
And I have to peel back the layers of the ship in order.
Don't do that. Don't peel those back.
There's just a big. And that's how the Milky Way was created.
Yeah. Oh. Just a quick note to our editor. Maybe put a headphone warning to. Don't play this one around your family. Or do. Yeah.
Is that your
call? Fucking family.
Grandpa needs to know what happened after he left Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The anime
you
came out.
You got that
out.
Joke. Yeah. It's a World War II joke. Mm-hmm.
Boop.
We won it back.
Oh, man. Man, that's a good one. Mine was Ninja
We're like Scroll. The New England Patriots. Scroll, like, in the past, we were great. Now?
Oh. Yeah, we talked about it on one of the episodes before. That
the Bills beat us?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm a Bills fan too. Josh Allen's looking
sports.
Great.
Sports.
Fucking bullshit.
He's Buffalo.
Yeah.
Long
We've got two sports. Football and drinking. Hockey's there too, but we don't talk about that anymore.
The Sabres.
Shh.
God, you act batty. You actually know sports.
I'm from New England.
Yeah.
I used to be a huge football guy.
I can name
hockey because of it. Because I'm hockey.
Patriots fan.
Yeah, hockey I could get
you're
into.
You're a Patriots guy because you're New England.
No.
Jets?
Dallas, actually. I saw a Dallas. I was okay. Listen.
Hi, Caleb. I don't know what they're talking about right now.
Giants. Listen, Giants Dallas game when I was younger. Troy Aikman, Emmett Smith,
You don't like the Cowboys. You like cocaine.
Sanders.
That's different.
The trifecta, exactly, man. Like those three. It was the original fucking trio.
James Kelly.
I don't know idea who that is.
Yeah, I guess he lost 4 Super Bowls in a row. Go Bills.
I don't know sports.
I hate the Patriots.
Yeah. Beholder, show him the ways of the Bills. Oh, he's the only person to not start crying immediately. Wow, impressive.
Terrible.
Yep. That was it.
Live with?
Uh-huh. That's why we drink. That's why we go through tables. Barstool Sports did an...
See why everyone comments on all the videos of me jumping through tables going, oh,
Bills Mafia. Yes. Yes.
That's really why?
Yeah.
I don't know anything
about our team was so bad for literally 2 decades. 17 years, we didn't go to the playoffs. We didn't even go to the playoffs.
Okay, no joke. 20 years, did you hit 10 wins?
In a season?
No, it was you guys were like fucking winning 3 or 4 games a season.
No, we weren't Detroit, but
Detroit was bad.
No, we'd get like 7-8 wins a season. No, that was it. We'd even out a lot. A losing season is 9-7 or 7-9, 7 wins, 9 losses, and then we'd 8-out a couple years and we'd get like 9-7, but it wouldn't be enough because in our division is the Patriots. So you got the Patriots that are like, hey, they win the division all the time.
Just bend over real quick.
So we have to fight for the wild card. So and if you're fighting for a wild card, that means you better have 10 or 11 wins and be the second seed in your division. And even though we had the Jets in Miami, we just didn't have that bump. We weren't there. Guys, you're making me feel so bad. I'm yet so proud, though, because here's the gem.
Here's how you take a negative and turn it into a positive. You take a dragon's penis.
And you suck it.
And that's what we did.
Suck it.
Basically, what we did was we painted this the color of the Patriots and named Tom Brady, and we sucked it. And we sucked it really hard.
So we got
so tired of sucking it and so used to sucking penises that we decided, let's get hammered so we don't have to remember it. And then we jumped through tables.
We have a guy named Pinto Pete. His Pinto is towed in because it doesn't have an engine anymore. And get ready for an urban legend. Okay. This man is a legend. Do not disrespect his name. He is a god among men. Pinto Pete
has a Pinto Bean.
Towed in. What's that go on?
Sounds like Pinto Bean is what I thought you said it for.
Sure.
Pinto Bean. That's a good name.
He's
got a massive beard bigger than yours. Long gray hair. He's been in the game for a while.
How old is Pinto Pete? Like,
Pinto, is it Pinto Ron? I think it's Pinto Ron. I'm sorry.
Pinto Ron.
He's a living legend. Cool. I fucked up his name.
Oh, Pinto what? Ron. Yeah.
Ron.
Pinto.
It's the Pinto. It's the actions, not the name.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Everybody knows Chesty Puller, but what did he do? Nobody knows what Chesty Puller did. They're just like, yeah, he was a Marine. Cool. Whatever. Nice guy, I guess.
Love Chesty.
Love him. What'd he do? I don't know. He's got tits. Milkies. He's got milkers.
He's got the milkers.
That's right. He loves titties, so he's Chesty Puller. He pulls on milkers. Pinto Ron brings a Pinto. He gets it. So he'll barbecue on the hubcaps of the car. He has a bowling ball. Just follow me here. All right. Don't follow up. Listen, I'm the dungeon master. All right. Just follow me down your trail.
Oh, my God. Oh,
hey. These words.
At my table, sir.
I just took it over, baby.
It's fine.
That's what happens. It's the curse of Pinto Ron.
We got it. Nailed it.
So he has, you do bowling ball shots where you pour a shot into the thumb of the bowling ball. You slam it back. Be careful. You will break your teeth. And then you slam it on the ground as hard as you can. And you create all these fucking dents in the grass.
You will break your teeth.
And at the end, in this glorious, what would you call it? explosion? No, I mean, oh yeah, there's debauchery in there too. But like, what would you call it? A when the fireworks explode.
The crescendo.
The grand finale. The peak of the crescendo. Yep. Is that he holds a hot dog and hamburger up to the sky as if they are either Simba, but in one hand each. And there is a male and a female. Males get ketchup, women's get mustard. Yes, it is that legitimate. And they spray him with ketchup and mustard to the point where both, yes, of course, the hot dog and hamburger are covered, but so is his entire face and body in ketchup and mustard. And then he eats them. And then we go to the game. That is the Bills Mafia, gentlemen. Would you like to get rowdy this year? Because we have a winning team.
Scary. I love you can't remember that dude's name, though.
Pinto Ron. I said,
we're going to get those, like, Pinto Jorge. Yeah,
I say Pinto P because it rhymes, but I forget that it doesn't. It's Pinto Ron. How dare I? Nonetheless, I believe I described, and there are many other things. There are many other things that he does. I just kind of gave you the trifecta of coolness.
Do you have a video of this event happening?
Barstool Sports. Google it.
I
should we watch it now, or do you want me to show you later?
No, I'll look.
For the podcast or now?
From Barstool Sports, I got it.
Okay.
Oh, baddie's name dropping right now.
Dude,
he's the guy that looks like me.
And Pinto Ron.
Oh, yeah.
He looks just fucking like me. We get tagged in the same shit all the time.
Pinto Ron told ESPN to go fuck themselves because Barstool came in. And El Presidente, I forget his name, he was like, hey, listen, I'm Pinto Ron. Cool. I'm just, you know, this is our first biography, I guess, of, you know, the Bills Mafia. It's our first biography ever, and we're going to do the Mafia because you guys are insane. And so everybody, including Pinto Ron and a bunch of other people that are like staples of Bills tailgating, are like, yeah, cool, do your thing, blah, blah, blah. And other agencies, you know, ESPN and Fox Sports and NBC, whatever, came in. And they're like, hey, listen, Barstool Sports. Okay, we're going to do this. And we just stop trying to steal the spotlight. And Pinto Ron's like, no, fuck those. I don't give a fuck about them. I don't know who they are. I know you, though, El Presidente, and you're cool. You get the ketchup. They wanted to give you the mustard, but that's for women. And even though you're a Patriots fan, we're not going to disrespect you like that. Oh, there's heritage in this. There's heritage. And he's like, okay. And like Pinto Ron was like, you can either let Barstool's guy up there or you can go fuck off. And they wanted their shot, so they were like, fine. And they fucking sucked Ron's dick for a second. And they,
no shit.
Yo, our two Bills fans are geeking out so hard right now.
The Mafia's everywhere. Let me tell you this.
Oh, I'm aware.
We start in Buffalo, but we spread everywhere. It's like herpes.
Sounds like an STD.
But enjoyable. Like, if herpes was like those paper candies that you could peel off and eat, that would be us as an STD for Bill's Mafia.
The little watermelon ones?
Yeah, like the rainbow like strips of paper, and then you have the little dots on it.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's not, we're not herpes, because herpes is bad, but if you like broke out around your groin with delicious little bumps of candy.
Little candies? Wow.
I don't know if I'd like that. That's way more.
I'd be
more
trying to pull my legs up like all night.
Right?
It's a little more flavorful, too.
It is.
Yeah.
If you have the dots.
Then pus.
Well, it's not, good.
Not so bad.
Would STDs be as bad if they tasted good?
Ooh, no, if that'd be like, great, because then you're going to like crave it.
Fucking I'm just, okay, but like, okay, no.
This is the worst episode we've ever had.
Or the best?
Or the best. If STDs were like candy,
oh my God,
would they be as bad?
No, absolutely not.
What would STDs be as candy, though? Like, what are their candy counterparts?
Okay,
Necco wafers?
It's a Warhead. Uh-oh.
That's AIDS.
You get up and you're like,
you're like, what's this? My mouth is gone.
I'm getting blisters. It's so sour. It's so sour. I'm getting blisters.
So what do you get? It's got to be like syphilis, right? That's when you get the blisters?
Yeah.
It's easily curable. You can spit it out, you know, but it's there it is. Creating sores.
Syphilis, when you get the blisters, the rows around it. Syphilis, right, guys? Not sure about that.
Rows around it?
I don't know. You were going in depth. That's what I was like.
I didn't say that.
No, but you were very specific.
Okay, so in the final poll, who do you think is more likely to have syphilis? Eli or
me? Don't comment on that. That's a terrible comment section. Angry Cop definitely has syphilis.
I have searched some syphilitic people.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
Ooh, scary. What's it look like? Like
syphilis?
Yeah, when you're really up close and you're seeing it.
Hands oh, like, no, I don't get that close. That's when you push away and you say okay. No.
So what does it look like from an arm's length?
He's a police officer, not a doctor. Unless he's
just
doing
open
both.
Sores.
Just sores?
Just look like a redness. Like, you ever get, like, hives?
Okay,
you know where
sure.
You get, like, a large red rash and there's a bunch of bumps on it?
Yeah, sure.
Now imagine each bump was, like, a little pussy.
Pussy? What kind of candy would that be?
Cowtails.
Cowtails?
Cowtails. Maybe cowtails.
Just dangling off.
Because everybody's heard of syphilis, but nobody wants it.
Okay.
Nobody eats a cowtail. Cowtails.
He's got a point. Like, I'm on my way to buy cowtails. No. Somebody's got some. I'll be like.
Especially if they're attached to their body.
Like, oh, no. Baddie gave me cowtails.
I guess
Whatever. I guess I'll just eat it, and in a week I'll be fine.
What would that taste like? okay.
Used. It would taste like used pennies at a truck stop.
Oh, in the bathroom.
You toilet bathroom truck stop pennies.
Okay, but what about AIDS?
Oh goodness.
So that's gonna be the heaviest hitter of like the shittiest candy. Which
are we talking like circus peanuts or?
Oh, circus peanuts are bad.
That's what I'm saying.
What is it?
Candy corn.
Fuck off.
Oh, candy corn.
I love candy corn. Don't
you look
dare.
Like you love candy corn. You look like you've survived candy corn.
Yeah.
It's okay, but I never would be like, give me that candy corn.
Yeah. Oh, man, is that a bowl of candy corn?
Like,
Let me walk by it. Exactly. Yeah. You're like, oh, cool.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that they were rich enough to not give a shit about spending money.
I will go out of my way to buy candy corn.
I can't even remember what it tastes like now.
Wax.
Wax. Candy corns? Oh.
Wax lips. What would wax lips be?
Oh.
Right? Trash.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
It's just wax.
Oh, it's,
wax. I don't even think there's a flavor.
It tasted like something, but not
even
good.
I don't even remember if it's a flavor.
There,
candle?
There's like the wax little bottles that you bite the top
of. Oh, but they have the juice in it.
Those are fun, yeah.
But you gotta bite through some wax first. You ever accidentally
But that's blowjob training. Oh, no. That's good stuff. Yeah. You give it to your girl. That's blowjob training. Here, honey, bite the tip. All right. Oh, my God, there's a juicy surprise. You're welcome.
That sounds terrible.
That doesn't sound like a good blowjob.
A little extra teeth.
Bite the whole tip completely off and suck. What?
You guys don't feel anything when they drag like the top teeth against it and create racing stripes on the top of your cock like a Ford Mustang? Come on.
Like,
how else are you going to go to 88? Gun it. Come on, Doc Brown.
They buy Mustangs because they want the cock stripes?
I mean, guys that really like Mustangs want the racing stripes on their dick as well.
Yeah, from other men.
Wow, racing stripes on their
dick. I don't
like
this picture at all anymore.
I had a girl once scratch my back so bad that I woke up in the morning and I went out to go get some food. And my flatmate was just like, holy shit, did you get attacked by a cat? I'm like, no. He's like, you're bleeding.
Oh.
I go, excuse me? He goes, you are. I go, she was scratching my back, and it kind of hurt, but I was like really giving it to her, so I didn't really mind. He's like, did you enjoy it? I go, no, not really. He goes, good, because it doesn't look like your body did. You're fucking leaking, dude. And I'm like, what? And he took a photo of it, and it literally looked like everything except for my spine was just red scratch marks, and I was a little bloody. Should we talk about games again? I'm sorry.
Games
I'm throwing
everywhere.
This thing away. My bad.
That's scary.
That's scary.
I can magically make this amazing podcast restart from the beginning, and nobody will know about the Big Mummy Milkers or me bleeding or the syphilis candy.
Oh, okay. Hi, everyone.
You didn't drink it after you opened it.
Yeah.
Did you just open it
drinking?
And put it down?
What did you do? Yeah, he did.
Wait, what are you drinking?
Ranch.
Today I'm drinking a delicious ranch water.
Can you do a ranch water ad?
Oh, as a wizard?
As with the dragon's penis.
I think I can make a real one, actually.
That's what I'm knowing.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm a level 37 wizard, and when I'm parched, I reach for a ranch water. Delicious, fantastic, and it makes sure that the hordes of zombies that are coming after me are well behind. Ranch water, when you need a dragon's penis. When you need a dragon's penis, but you don't have one.
Okay.
Fucking dying. I can't stop being an idiot. I can't stop it. I don't know why. It's possessed me. I can't stop.
My face is
blown. Oh my god.
When you need a dragon's penis, but don't have one, ranch one.
Fuck, man. This is...
I'm so sorry I ruined your podcast.
I love we went in with no notes and we're like, yeah, we'll
ruin
everything.
I'm sure this will
work. Yeah,
this will work. This will
work
out.
Yeah, yeah. Fine. We'll figure it out. It's like an ATF raid. Your dog's dead and all your shit's gone.
It was the worst that could happen.
I'm so sorry I ruined your thing. You had a great time here. You were going to be, people were going to know you more. And I didn't shut up, and now there's dragon's penis, ranch water.
I send that to ranch water.
To be fair, at this point, the last like 7 episodes have been just about dicks and like the Fast and the Furious. So,
oh yeah,
I never would have watched those.
They
would have, or
no,
you have.
No,
they
not Fast and Furious.
No, you've never seen them.
I'm still a few behind. I'm on
5.
The Fate of the Furious, which is 8. 7? I lost track of the numbers.
Tokyo Drift ruined me, and I
love Tokyo Drift. That's one of my favorites.
I saw Tokyo Drift, and I said,
anything that?
No, since Tokyo Drift, I said never again.
Do it!
Because this is the story we talked about, because, you know, Han dies in Tokyo Drift. Car flips during that wreck.
The very end of the movie.
Yeah, but doesn't he come back?
He's back!
Because he was actually assassinated in Fast and Furious 3 by...
Wait, he comes back and he dies?
In Fast and Furious, in Furious 7.
Yeah. It
was, those people know three. The power of a dragon's penis. Six.
No,
but
Fast 3.
Five.
Hold on, no. There's Fast... Two Fast... Okay, there's Fast
Fast and
Furious.
Two
Fast, Two Furious.
Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift, which is actually the 6th movie in this
series. Yeah,
yeah. Not the 3rd.
Yeah. Oh, stop it with prequels. Let's go
stop
with time and the way that they put it out. The way that they put it out is the way that it was. You can't
movie.
Just reverse... cancer and be like, well, you remember when you got cancer?
George
yeah. Well,
Lucas
I decided to
make. Something to say, sir.
I decided to edit a video to look like you didn't have it anymore. Now it's clear, right? No, I still got cancer, Greg. The fuck is wrong with you?
Then there's 4, which is Fast and Furious.
Which one's Too Fast, Too Furious?
It's the second one.
I'm so lost.
It's, okay, it's The Fast and the Furious. Too Fast, Too Furious.
Guide me.
Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. Fast and Furious. Which is 4. Then there's Fast 5.
Yep, that's 5. That makes sense.
Then there is the Fast and the Furious 6, which is called the Fast and the Furious 6 everywhere, but in the movie they call it Furious 6.
Yep, Furious 6.
And then there's Furious 7.
I nicknamed my penis the Furious 6.
Because?
Not that good? All right.
6 inches?
It was mediocre at best. I'm sorry.
Just like your dick.
Take that.
I said it was the Furious 6.
Then there's the Furious 7.
I do it for me, but that one I didn't do for me, and it made
which is the one where what's his fuck die.
I was like,
you
looked around for the affirmation. Like,
no, it wasn't an affirmation. It was affirmation that was bad. I looked around. I was like, it was that bad.
You say a joke and it doesn't land.
The joke wasn't great. You're like, maybe it'll land a little bit.
Say it again.
No, yeah.
One more time.
Say it again.
That's what I called my dick.
Oh my god.
God damn.
Oh no, that just felt really bad. Now I feel like we're in a Disney movie making fun of the, you know, I'm in a wheelchair. You have to laugh at my jokes.
Oh, I still went.
That's why we did
that
it.
Joke.
What were you go watch the Fast and the Furious. Just sit down and for like a week binge one or
yeah, all of them every day.
I don't want to do that. I have things to do. I would rather masturbate for an hour and a half.
Vin Diesel is more important than whatever you're jerking off to.
I know he's all about family.
Yeah, family is more important than whatever you're doing.
Those memes, they got crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so good.
I don't even know
what. Do you like The Rock? I like family.
All of God.
DTF? What?
Dom
Brando's family.
family.
I didn't even see that one. That's fucking amazing.
I didn't even see that one.
I can't hate that one.
No, that's a solid
that's
joke
so
right
good.
There. Fuck, Caleb, we haven't even got to talk to you. We got him. You just
oh, yeah, I mean, I've been here before.
Well, what's the last video game you played?
Oh, I play some video games, but it's usually like the big ones that get rated, you know, like 10 out of 10, you know, 9.5 stars out of 10. I didn't finish, but I think I'm at like 90% finishing Death Falls, Death Stranded.
Oh, wow.
You actually played Death Stranded?
Yeah, I played Death Stranded. I thought it was fun.
Are you a Hideo Kojima fan?
I Hideo don't years? Care.
I don't even want to laugh at that one. I don't. I fucking hate that joke so much.
I'm so sorry. I'm such a piece of shit.
yourself with the dragon penis.
Just whapping, whipping himself. Yourself.
Just
shame
on your shame.
I'm telling you, I don't know what it is. I'm just a bad person. I'm so sorry I ruined your show.
Oh my god.
And we're gonna bring Rich on. You like anime? I haven't watched it in years. Play video games? Death Stranding. You know the guy who created it? I'm gonna make a funny joke out of his name.
It's Asian. That's hilarious.
You guys like checkers? I do. You can touch it and feel it and move it. It's like
okay.
Just like
Batty's
It's the only way I call my nose.
Oh, okay. Before Death Stranding, what was the last game you played?
This is gold. Mario Kart 64? No, I'm kidding.
That's a big time.
Yeah. That's a big, oh my god.
You're like, oh, I'm 64. I'll buy a PS4 now.
I played Warzone. I was having fun with Warzone, and then I started. I made a mistake. I made a mistake. I started playing Warzone, and then I watched guys like Tim the Tatman and Nick something or other.
Nicholas Mercenary.
And I said, no. No, they're getting like 30 kills a game, and I don't have a PC. I'm just a game guy. I like to relax. And the closest, I think I might have won one game, but it was like I was carried on the back of like definitely two PC gamers that had like 12 kills a piece, and I had like 6 or 7. I was like the guy that was, I'll sacrifice my body to go up the stairs.
Yeah, I'll
look. Oh, you guys down here? Are they shooting down at you? Allow me to run up and take their fire to my fucking face. And then
flash
you can
bang, just hold and run up the stairs.
I'm just
everyone's
kamikazing.
Done, I'm dead.
Like every time we got into a building, even if there was nobody upstairs, there was me. Yeah.
I've done myself again.
Guys, I'm out of grenades. Give the idiot more grenades. Give the idiot
reloading.
More grenades.
Get them. They shot all their bullets at me. Get them.
Yeah, that was literally. They're reloading. I'm dead. They're reloading. And they're like, dead. And they're like, wow, you're on the ground. I'm like scooting around. I'm like, I did good, boss. I did good. I scoot on the ground because my legs don't work so good no more. I was your friend. You remember me? You remember me, old angry cops down here on the ground? And then they would lift me up and I'd be like, oh, thank you so much. And they'd get their dropouts. And I knew that I was bad. This is how I knew I was bad.
Wasn't the not winning all the time.
That's a good example.
I did it for fun. All right, I did it for fun. It's not about winning. All right, the kids have to learn. I'm the kids. I'm the kids. You know, the ones that always get the medals because they showed up. So,
whose kids are these?
Yeah. I was a participation trophy. They said throw the participation trophy in the woods, and then I grew up, and here I am. No, I am it. I gained a soul. God said people need to know what not to be, and here I am. I knew I was bad at Warzone when people would get their loadouts. You know, they do the drop and they get their loadouts, and then everybody would. It would happen the one time. It was super noticeable. And I was like, oh, they dropped their loadouts, and then they dropped some of their guns, and then they stayed there, and they just like looked at me and just kept like looking down at the weapon. I was like, oh, but I really like this gun. And they're like,
you're not.
And I'm like, oh, I should pick up your weapon. And then I pick it up and I go, oh, it's gold plated. Oh, this is nice. And then I started doing better and I realized, oh, they know I'm trash because of the weapon loadouts that I'm using. I should not be here. They're just dragging me around like a 5-year-old, like your little brother that's like 10 years younger.
You're in a monkey backpack at Disney World. Yeah. They're like, no, we're going on the big boy ride. They're like, but the water park.
Yeah,
that's you.
I've got the backpack leash on me. Yeah. You know,
your
they're
loadout's
like,
a level 5 weapon. Okay.
I want to go to Corey. We're going to the airport. You know? It's literally, I loved Corey because I would stand in that building. I was very comfortable with going around the corners and doing well. I was really good in Quarry, but like
that's how I describe my Warzone experience. I feel comfortable in a warehouse.
You remember the layout.
Do comfortable around corners.
He's making fun of you, Rich. Punch him in the face.
I don't know how he's making fun of me. I'm so done with gaming. I don't know.
I know. That's what's great.
I'm helping you.
Are you saying camping? Are you calling me a camper? I don't camp. However, I do know how to sit and wait for an opponent to get to me.
It's a legitimate strategy.
It's called tactical sitting, and it worked for World War II. Ask your grandfather. We just threw frags in the fucking house.
I've been okay with this. I'm forgiving you this as I dragon camp.
I started to get better when I started to try and do the like the daily or weekly challenges, like, hey, use the 50 cal, you know, and get this many hits with it. And I started to like play around with it, but that it was fun because it gives a little bit more of a challenge to the game and you try and get different goals.
It makes you do other things.
Correct.
We win.
Become a lot more well-rounded. I don't. So he's gonna find you hear that, kids? Just go for the win. It's that easy. Just go for the fucking win.
You just win?
Oh, how did I think of that? Eli, thank you. Wow.
I love you.
Caleb, did you know that? Just go for the win.
I love you have one win and you're like, I remember that. The specific team of random people got me that one W. Did.
I jumped up and down. I think I might have won twice, but the first one was, yeah, very exciting. Why is that? Why are you laughing at me?
Caleb, how many games have you won at Call
Don't
of
say
Duty?
It. Don't make it.
I'm only at like 100 and some.
We have you doing challenges and quests. We've never done those. And you have two wins.
I might have
like the shitty hero that's doing everything to level up to save the princess. And we're like, yeah, we already got that princess, bro.
That's how linear store lights work. That's how they work. You're laughing directly at me to my face. He's spitting on me while he laughs. You wondered why I grabbed the dragon penis, because the only thing I could do to try and save me and make me better at gaming is hoping to God that magic is real.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, fuck. So, Ritz, maybe try...
Shut up. Shut up. Try not playing the game so that it's fun for me and just getting shot in the face by assholes with 120... You're an asshole. You're a nice person. He's an asshole. But an asshole's friend that's got 120 wins? I'd rather just try and shoot a 50 cal through three buildings and hit a guy in the head.
I love playing. That would be the greatest thing playing with. It's like, what are you doing with that shitty gun? Oh, I have this quest right now, man. It just makes you a better player. How
no,
many wins do you have? Mm-hmm. Two? Okay, maybe don't do those quests. Play the game.
But I get a new shiny gun if I do.
Is it helping you?
I'm not sure. I don't know what the stats on it are.
That's why the people look at you and like, oh, you're actually, that's your gun.
Okay. MP7.
That's a good gun.
Oh, thank God.
That pause.
Yeah, that's
not. I looked at you. You looked at him, and I was like, oh, I fucked up.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Oh.
I'm just all right.
Well, why don't you pick it on him?
Because I knew if I picked it up, I would be better than you.
Oh.
Yeah, he plays Tarkov, which is really difficult. If you want a hard game.
What a stupid game. I don't even need to play it to be like.
Yes, please dig into Tarkov. I would love this.
I need to eat 13 fucking apples to get healthy. Do I need to do this mundane shit or can I play the fucking game? I don't want to be super realistic because I'm escaping reality into your fucking game, you dirty Russian.
You don't want to choose what ammo you have to put in your
weapon. I don't even know how the game works. I just know you're trapped in some sort of fucking Ukrainian death land where something exploded and now there's radiation. And now idiots just decide that you can only go one-on-one for against the world. And now leave a bag in the middle of a street so your friends can go up to it and be like, oh, free shit. And then they die.
I've definitely done that. You throw a bait bag down. Yeah. You
go loot it and
you
just,
oops.
Gotcha.
But you did that in real life, too. You're like, that's a pretty nice hole in the ground there.
How many deployments he has?
Goose egg. None.
They spent that much money on him.
He's still cooler than me, though. Like, he is. Did you deploy? Yeah, twice. Where? Iraq. You? No. Oh, really? What's your MOS? I'm a sniper.
You deployed, though, right?
Yeah. He's still cooler than me.
I tried. They canceled the deployment. It's not my fault.
You're right. Who needs snipers? Useless.
The brigade. You know what? Never mind.
I knew a command that got canceled on getting a deployment, and they got so fucking hammered, they drove through Fort Drum with a boat in tow, getting hammered on the boat because they weren't allowed to go in the water because they were getting ready to deploy and they didn't want them to drown. So instead of getting on the water and drowning, they just had their friends drive the boat around on land in the lift and just got hammered in the back of the boat. And then they were told, hey, your sergeant major's like fucking an E4. You can't deploy anymore.
Oh, it was a new unit standing up.
Yeah.
I remember those.
So what happened, we were at XTC in like Louis, or no, we were at Drum actually, because that's where we used to go for a bunch of shit. And we there was like,
if you want shit, Drum's full of it.
Dude, Watertown. And there was like 8 units, and they were going to deploy 7 or 6. Or it was like the top 6 out of them after XTC or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And our sergeant major came to all of us, you know, he was talking to the scouts that were doing it, and he was like, all right, guys, so this is what we're going to do. We're not going to be the best, because if we're the best or even the second best, we're probably going to end up deploying. And you know what? If we're 3rd or 4th or 6th and we don't deploy, that's not so bad. I'm just sitting here standing like, it's 2014 or 13. I'm
the it's 14 or 13? When did you join?
2009.
Oh, okay.
I was 9 to 15. I joined during a deployment year, so I missed it. I joined in 09.
He missed the surge, and then it was after.
My reservist unit got deployed and activated more than your active component?
No, I was in the guard. I was a guard unit.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Vermont?
Yeah.
Oh, God bless those gentlemen.
But, yeah.
They couldn't deploy because they all pissed hot. Fucking Bernie Sanders is out there handing out weed brownies.
I don't want you to go to war. It's bullshit.
He's a brownie. You
know what the point is? That was
the amount of guys in our unit that just thought coke over weed was...
Oh, God.
It was a very strange ratio.
Jesus.
But yeah, a sergeant major was like, don't do that good. Just like, all right. And we're just like...
The sergeant major was the one that was actually
our sergeant major.
Your snipers look really nice, but they miss half the time.
He went through...
That's not what a sniper's supposed to do.
The company to our mortar guys, to the scouts. The snipers and the HAC, just the regular fucking admin people. It was just like, you're saying this right now? Are you supposed to be the motivated hoo-ah fucking motherfucker?
I kind of want you to be a dungeon master for a game of D&D, but like each one of us that like picks a different character has to be like also in the mindset of a different level of rank.
We just replay a military unit and you're the D. Oh,
yeah,
that is so good. Private Eli gets a DWI.
Sergeant Rich has to come bail me out on a Friday, super pissed.
Drill Sergeant High accidentally punches his daughter in a drunken super.
We're rolling for
as I said, shut up and go to bed.
Roll a 12.
Yeah, I roll a 10. Yeah,
roll a 12 and you knock her out. Blow. Oh no.
Do I get arrested or does my MP buddy let it slide? Roll a natural 20.
Oh. Boom! Oh, we good.
I can go home.
No, Caleb sleep with a sergeant major's daughter.
Oh god.
No,
does
I just
find out.
Does he does he get herpes?
Yeah, you roll a D. Oh, no. Yeah, you roll a D1, you get herpes and cock.
Damn it.
Oh no.
Double whammy.
Pregnant. One, that's pregnancy.
Oh, oh god. Yeah. Herpes, she's pregnant, and the commander finds out.
But because it's D&D, it's like an orc she's pregnant with.
Oh, she's an orc.
That's it. I'm a staff sergeant paladin. So
holy shit.
You're a captain, but it's like...
She's sleeping with the orcs.
Oh, fuck.
That's, that there is blood magic.
That's I know enough to be funny. Yeah. That's such a good one-off campaign where we just play soldiers. Dropped into D&D. Yeah.
I'm an 87-year-old E7. Sergeant First Class.
Should have retired 25 years ago, but I'm a cook.
15-year E4.
I've been retired for 30 years, but they brought me back for the initial push. I'm Sergeant First Class, Dusty Bones.
I'm having so much fun not even playing D&D, just thinking about it.
Sergeant First...
We're not doing the deployment leading up to the deployment. That's all we're trying to get to is to deploy. That is
you never can, though. Every time something happens, there's always like a...
Gentlemen.
Oh, a bunch of girls went missing.
You open up the app order. You're going to NTC in Louisiana. What do? Suicide awareness program.
Sharps.
We need 3 of you to take your life so we don't have to go to training. But I'm a mage, so I can bring you back to life. It is the perfect sham. I roll. Natural 17.
All die.
It's a run. We've been caught. We're in the break. But a new game has elapsed. We must escape Fort Leonard Wood.
There's a Minotaur. A Minotaur.
We're in Leavenworth, in prison. There's a Minotaur guarding the gates. He's an MP. A military police, Minotaur, an MM, MMP, military Minotaur police. He has a large swath of keys on his hip, front or back. One's a decoy. Which one do you grab? You, the battalion jester. You have a sniper. You have a sniper.
You have a sniper in the brig.
You are a sniper. And yet you are very brilliant. What do you roll?
Let's see what bat he goes with.
I want to see what enchantment he's going to do.
Against the Minotaur, military police officer.
Batty, this takes a D20. Are we rolling a D20?
What are you rolling for? The camera shut off.
What are you rolling for first?
Hold on!
Jesus criminy.
Batty's just moving that fucking camera all about.
He shut off. You like, shut the fuck up.
Check the screen. Flip it out.
You flip it up.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. It's been 40 minutes. Like, I got to make sure like I leave at 3. I've been crying laughing. Like three times. Three times I've cried.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Battalion sniper, Rose, a 6. You're fucked.
You grabbed the wrong keys.
You reach for the keys. Not only is it the wrong one, still, it's a
That's like Batty's just like
a military police Minotaur.
Don't look at me.
He
grab the front, you squeeze, like, that was your penis.
He horns you in the face.
The sniper.
He punches you in the face, exactly.
With a hoof. He hoofs you in the face.
As a sniper, you roll a 9. For insight, you see the right keys. You grab the keys, but the Minotaur is very much awake, and he stomps your face in with a hoof punch. Roll for damage.
I need to roll for damage.
You need. It's like a D12.
I'm rolling for damage. It's a 5. You're unconscious. He laughs at you and immediately walks away. He's used to beating idiots. End game. You're in the break.
Oh my god. Oh, that hurts my soul.
We need to do that 100%.
My face hurts.
It can be funny, yeah.
You can't feel that because you're unconscious.
That's from the punch.
I want that.
But you're raised from the dead because of the beautiful powers of the dragon penis.
I just want that animated fucking baddie reaching for keys and
both
punches
him
in the face.
Oh my god.
A Minotaur.
Wham! And you're unconscious.
Unconscious.
It's so realistic. It's like, jingle, jingle, huh?
Exactly. We're like bringing him
Oh,
back.
Jesus. Oh, slowly Jesus Christ. The dragon. Oh, Jesus.
Has he turned into a zombie? No, he's just that fucked up.
You need a fucking potion.
Yeah. Does anybody have a potion?
You now wear the mark of.
Yes. You just have a scar.
You wear the mark of the horse. Plus 2 magical powers. 0 brain skills.
I already had 0. Oh my fucking god.
You lose -2 for insight because you're now retarded.
You have to talk with the speech impediment the rest of the game.
You have to talk with the list. I'm a sniper.
That's all he repeats over and over. That's his 3 words.
Betty, I need you to go to the top of the mountain and
I'm
need you to
sniper.
Shoot. Yes, I know, but shoot the Taliban.
I'm a sniper.
Yes, they're 100 meters below us.
I'm a
but
sniper.
The windage is 230.
I'm a sniper.
He understands.
Yeah.
I speak, I'm a sniper.
Mm-hmm. I'm a sniper.
I was close enough to the entry, man.
He gets it.
I know how to speak sniper. I'm a sniper.
I'm a sniper.
He says that he's got 350 rounds. He's ready to go. 50 caliber, already trained on target. He's got a 1,200 meter range. I'm a sniper. 1,500 range. 1,500.
He shoots your teammate.
Oh, damn it.
Give me the die. Give me the die.
Oh, yeah, Batty has to roll the shot.
No. Hold on. Hold on.
You walk into the compound. You have a negligent discharge. It's a negligent discharge. You fire your 50 cal sniper rifle directly into Caleb. It offers 2 damage. You're alive. He grazed you. However, super pissed off.
Batty, take a shot at the enemy forces.
He sees 2 Taliban moving an RPK. It's a 3. He misses horribly. Everybody makes fun of them. And throws their MRE packets at
him. You shoot Caleb in the chest. I'm a sniper. Then you shoot Caleb for 16 damage. I'm a sniper.
There's a truck.
My whole leg's gone.
There's a truck.
He still gives it a thumbs up.
Got him.
Your only confirmed kill is your battle buddy.
Blue on blue.
How do we end this, Barry? What's it?
I don't know what happened today, but I apologize to everyone.
I apologized 3 times already.
Yeah, we incorporated.
Probably almost a couple more apologies.
Mommy milkers.
You might owe the world a couple more.
Yeah, I do.
Rich, can you roll a d20 for the apology? See how effective it is.
Oh, wow.
I have to offer an apology.
1.
I'm scared because there's an army of nerds waiting to dox me.
Yeah, grab your dragon penis.
With the power of the dragon penis, I curse the die in my favor. 3. It's a 3.
You're canceled.
Oh, no.
Thank you for watching and subscribe. We have Eli Double Tap. We got Caleb, Francis Ward, Chris, and Punch on Twitch, and Angry Cops.
Newly fired.
Newly fired.
Angry guy now.
If anyone has any job opportunities, Angry Cops is going to need one very soon.
Batty Stream security detail for you. It'll be great.